You are listening to Intrepid Healthcare's exclusive coverage of the Gulf Coast Hymns Chapter's Fall Conference. Welcome to GC3 Hymns, direct from New Orleans, Louisiana. Our coverage is brought to you by Javion, changing healthcare one prediction at a time. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Joe Lavelle.
All right, Todd and Joe live in New Orleans. It's going to be a great show. You know, Joe, we've had several conversations leading out of the gate already. And I'm already been mystified and blown away by some of the great stuff we're already understanding, what these organizations are doing and how they're impacting the marketplace. Mind blowing.
Brilliant people and brilliant organizations, Don.
Yeah. So before we get into our next conversation, which promises to be really intriguing, quick shout out to our sponsor, Javion. What a great partner.
Talk about brilliant. How innovative can you be? And they're just knocking the market down tremendously.
Yeah, doing great stuff. All right. Well, this next organization is doing the same thing. Let's say hello to our guest. First up is Laura Atherton, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer with Logic Healthcare. Laura, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And we're also joined by Douglas Herr, Senior Vice President, Strategic Services with Logic. Doug, welcome.
Thank you.
Laura, lead us off real quickly. Give us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I started in the industry in 2001 and more of a recruiting role across all vendor spaces, and then moved to a more specific focus. And that just one thing led to another, and it grew from recruiting to delivery. And then here we are years later.
Years later. All right, Doug, give us the rundown on you and your background.
Sure. I come from healthcare administrator background. I'm pediatrics. And got into IT in the mid-90s, specifically with Epic, and have spent the last 12 years focusing on cross-vendor consulting services.
All right. Outstanding. We got that out of the way. So, Laura, give us the 10,000-foot view of Logic Healthcare. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Well, Logic Healthcare is a privately owned healthcare IT consulting firm that really is founded on three principles: partnership, delivery, and service. So when we decided to create Logic years ago, we really thought the market was hungry for that more personal touch back into the healthcare IT consulting. So we really partner with our clients and understand that, you know, it's not just about getting the right person in the right role. It's more about understanding their specific needs and anticipating what it is that they're going to need and being able to service them effectively. The great thing about Logic is because of our size and because we're private, we're really able to shift and grow as the market changes and offer a wide variety of solutions that really allow us to, again, partner with our clients and make sure that we are 100% dedicated to their needs as their needs change as well.
Todd, when I was doing pre-work for this interview, I came across this term, logic rate. Doug, tell us what that's all about.
Yeah, something that's really unique and something we're very proud of is that we are not following the traditional billing format of billing our clients based on an hourly rate. In fact, we have decided to create a flat weekly rate, which allows our clients to forecast their budget far in advance and see exactly what the cost is going to be for the services we're providing. What's even better is that it's actually based on only a 38-hour work week, but most of our clients actually expect a minimum of 40 hours. So right off the go, they're seeing a substantial value in the way that we provide billing services.
And the great thing about that, too, is that they're, at that point, able to budget out their entire project. If they know the length of their project or the anticipated length, then they have, you know, right off the bat, a price that they can budget out for months and months ahead of time.
Well, that sounds great, and it makes all the sense in the world to me, but how's the market actually reacting to it? I mean, are they liking it?
Absolutely. More and more, we're seeing an involvement from the chief financial officers. Traditionally, if you go back 12 years ago, we were meeting with all clinical team. And now that hospitals are seeing the direct impact that it has on them financially, they're looking for an opportunity to save time, save money, and to really, truly project costs as far out as a five-year project. In fact, just last night, we had a meeting with a client in Alabama who had mentioned that he was looking for a 5 to 7 year outlook on total cost, and we're able to actually provide that with no variance, because we are committed to keeping that weekly rate throughout the entire duration of the contract. So you can imagine just how beneficial that can be to know your forecast of expenses out that far.
And it goes back to showcasing that partnership with our clients, because by doing the logic rate, we really are sharing in the risk with our clients, which again furthers that idea of partnership and that principle that we are based on.
It just sounds fabulous if you were a client, Todd. Tell me, Laura, about how you package solutions. I understand it's different from how others might do it.
Yeah, I'm going to grab that one. So what's really unique along the lines of our logic rate is that we are finding now that clients are asking for specific deliverables that will take X amount of time with X amount of resources. And what we've done is we've packaged up multiple solutions with a flat fixed fee. So we are able to approach our client and say, for example, we just had a meeting with a client in New Mexico who has asked us to provide them with all of their training support needs. And our solution that we've already created and have outrolled to other places in the past allows us to provide them with all of the trainers they'll need, the duration of time they'll need, and a flat fixed rate that's associated with that specific deliverable. And these solutions are around the board from meaningful use readiness assessments, ICD-10 work. We're also doing solutions right now on optimization projects specific to Epic. Epic has introduced their new STARS program, which is a cash incentivized optimization project that we are partnered with Epic to assist with meeting those goals. And we have a flat fixed rate to make sure you meet the objectives in order to get that cash back from Epic.
Well, and I want to be clear too that these solutions are in addition to our standard service offerings, you know, everything from vendor selection down to implementation support and optimization. So that's really our bread and butter. But in addition to that, we do have very, very robust solutions that we offer in addition to that.
Well, Laura, every organization says that they customize solutions for clients. But Joe, I'm hearing about this logic rate, and it sounds like you have, with that concept in mind, that you actually do it.
I mean, right.
I mean, that's the sense I'm getting from it, yeah?
Absolutely. I think that it's very important for us to make a commitment to a client, whether it be with logic rate or any deliverable, and be able to really stand behind it and stick to it. And again, with that partnership as, you know, one of the founding principles of our company, it just allows us to do what we say and keep our commitments. So the logic rate really does showcase that very well.
You know, as a 25-year consultant in healthcare and a certified project manager, I'm grappling with my, you know, what it takes to make these kind of commitments to your clients. How do you organize around and provide to make sure you can deliver on the logic rate and on the solution packages as they're priced?
So two things there. One, going back to Laura's statement around us taking the risk with the client, we recognize early on that there is always that inevitable scope creep and the impact that the project management office can feel and see and the impact of the cost associated with that. What we've already done is created a flat solution that is providing specific deliverables. Those deliverables don't alter or change throughout the duration of the contract. In fact, if there are scope creep different variances that need to be identified, those are not part of that initial solution. Instead, we are still promising to meet all of those deliverables that were identified. In fact, when you mentioned, and the second fold was the project management piece, many of our solutions are, in fact, PMP-led assessments that will go in, and they're only there for 3-4 weeks. It's a, you know, a flat 150 hours, and this is what you're going to get out of there, and this is what you're going to pay. Now, if that project manager decides it's going to take him 400 hours, we've already committed to what that price tag is and what those deliverables are. So the risk is mutual, but the bottom line is the client always walks away with what they were promised.
And in addition to that, too, if I could jump in really quickly, on the consultant side, too, it is our goal to hire our consultants as full-time employees or family members, if you will, of Logic. So in the event that you are budgeting for a project or identifying the right person for the right role, they're a part of the Logic family. They're a cornerstone of the company, and they're treated that way. So again, when there is scope creep issues or things of that nature, it doesn't impact price because this person is under the Logic umbrella as a full-time employee.
It's a HIMSS event, which means we're talking about ICD-10 a lot.
Yes.
So I understand you have some unique solutions that we ought to talk about.
Definitely.
Yes, we are hearing without a question that the delay in ICD-10 has really impacted most of our clients' readiness and preparedness for this October 1st, 2015 deadline. So we are fortunate enough to be currently leading efforts at the project director and project management level for several of our clients, all the way down to seasoned
coders
mm-hmm. that are certified coders. And those are where the resources needs are really truly being identified in large numbers. So what we are doing is we are once again being able to provide the opportunity for us to lead those efforts for your organization, or just simply provide the huge number of expertise, subject matter expertise that are needed.
Well, and earlier too, when I was doing just the quick, 100-foot view of Logic, one of the things that I mentioned was that we are able to evolve with our clients in order to meet their needs. And something I'm really proud of is we were involved with one of our larger clients in an optimization. They then approached us and said, you guys have done such a great job with us. We're also feeling the squeeze with ICD-10. Is that something else that you were able to help us with? Which then led to ICD-10, which then led to a meaningful use project. So it's been really fun to kind of watch those solutions grow and evolve and unfold, and benefit our clients directly where we know we really are, involved in something that's making a difference.
It seems like you're sitting in this very unique seat, being able to see across the country what's happening in providers. What's going on? What are they doing with meaningful use and ICD-10? What are they spending their time doing?
Well, I think in a lot of circumstances, especially with people we meet with on a weekly basis, the problems that we're seeing a lot of is that they don't know what they don't know. And they really need someone to come in and help them identify, are we making the right choice? Are we on the right path? Because the issue, if you're not, you've wasted time and money and resources to then have to go back and redo things. So it really is a valuable service offering to be able to go in and reassure them that either they are on the right path or to help point them in that direction. And we do that via assessments, current state, future state, as well as going in and actually doing the work for them. So it's just really nice to be able to, have that sort of viewpoint where we can really, go in and be effective for them.
Yeah, I think the fear of duplication of efforts is especially around ICD-10 is really impacting decisions, as many of our clients have already sent their staff to training, have already made those investments, but now so much time has gone by. It's now, do we send all these people back again? Is there going to be another delay? And again, not knowing what they don't know is sort of what we're seeing is just a trickle event of the hesitation and the fear, if you will. We can't keep doing this. So we're able to provide those certified experts, those folks that will minimize cost of duplication of efforts. And that's key.
And additionally, too, I think there's a lot of comfort being that this is something that we live and breathe and do every day, to be able to approach our client and say, it's okay, you're not the only one that's experiencing this. We see this all the time. We will hold your hand and partner with you through this. So it's nice to be able to do that.
All right. Well, if you've been paying attention, you will have picked up the answer to this question. But let me ask you to sum it up. What are some key initiatives and objectives in 2015?
Absolutely. Right now, without a question, ICD-10 continues to be our primary focus to continue to assist our clients with meeting that October 1st deadline. And we know that the operational impacts, the cost impacts, are going to only continue to heighten in 2015. But other initiatives that we're super, super excited about is that Logic Healthcare has just introduced an entire new social media campaign where we're actually very much involved all of a sudden with getting our clients interacting with us on Facebook, on Twitter, on LinkedIn, and just super exciting. We actually just had a big client of ours in the West Coast give us some kudos on Twitter and Facebook. And it's actually just something that we're recognizing more and more benefits not only us in terms of retention and growth and interest of candidates to come work for Logic, but it's also helping us grow and expand in this space. And
establish our brand,
absolutely,
which is something that's definitely, always on our mind.
And I think that's very fertile ground. I think there's a lot of opportunity there.
Our company planning for a two-person Todd and Joe company, we think this is such a big problem. We're creating education to teach hospital IT employees how to consume social media. There's so much free information out there that you're never not going to need a consultant, but you could be much more educated before your consultant comes in if you could just learn how to consume some information.
Yes, and it helps you choose the right consultant, too, if you're dialed in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Well, Laura, we're out of time. Before we let you guys go, where can people learn more about Logic Healthcare?
Our website is www.logichealthcare.com. And any and all information you would need is there, including bios for Doug and myself and the rest of our leadership team and sales team.
All right. Douglas Herr, Senior Vice President, Strategic Services, and Laura Atherton, Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer with Logic Healthcare. Laura, Doug, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Well, that wraps this broadcast. Again, on behalf of our guests, Laura Atherton and Doug Herr, my co-host, Joe Lavelle, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you soon on Intrepid Healthcare.